The Meaford Hall Arts and Cultural Center, located in historic downtown Meaford, beautifully restored and renovated. It's over 100 years old. And to get there, you just take the bay. It's a beautiful drive, Southern Georgian Bay, about half an hour north of Collingwood. You can see some of the other little towns dotting our beautiful landscape here. So just a stone's throw away, it's my special guest for our morning here, Krista Story. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you very much for having me.
Wonderful to have you. And you have a lot of experience working with festivals, events, tourism, art shows of all kinds, live music, yeah. Even heritage conservation. So yes. All of your talents have come together in Meaford to bring this place to life. So welcome. I heard you just took the job this year from Susan.
Actually, it was last year. It was March 2022. Yes, I started 2 days after the doors reopened after you know, COVID, of course, those years that we try not to talk about.
Yes.
Yes, and it was, I think, as I was saying to you jokingly, it really was like opening up the barn doors and everybody came out. It was just, they could not wait to get back into and live entertainment again, which is wonderful. Yes.
Nothing like live, right?
Oh, absolutely. That experience. And we were just talking about this earlier, about that that desire to be in a space together, experiencing something together, something new, different. It's the only industry, and it's probably one of my favorite things about this industry, is that you bring a group of strangers together in a room and they leave after sharing this really moving experience, and it's changed them all together forever. So they become family, or they become as one, so to speak. You know, they could have shared tears or laughter or anger from seeing something live. And that really is just such an amazing and wonderful wonderful thing about, you know, live entertainment.
Right. Common bonding experience.
Correct.
And to add to that experience, you have this beautiful gem right in the heart of your town, which has just exudes historic charm. Tell us a little bit about the history of Meaford Hall, the renovation project, which ran many, many years.
Yes.
The townspeople were involved.
Yes.
And how did that all come together into this amazing gem now that we can enjoy?
Well, originally built, opened in 2000. It was 1909, 114 years ago, as the town hall.
Right.
It included the town services, you know, where you paid your taxes. It was council chamber. It also doubled as the courtroom, and police station was there. Jail cells are still there. Library was in the same building. Market space overlooking Market Square. Yep. But there was always the theater on the upper floors and the opera house. And I always like to say, how cool was it that the decision makers of the time at the turn of that century thought that that was important. And this so-called dying industry of theater and live entertainment has survived 2 world wars, now 2 pandemics, and it's still going. So it's still really important. And these facilities are so important to not just the local community. Meaford Hall is so important to the social and economic well-being of Meaford. It's right on the highway, so that goes through town, but also to the entire region. It really is, it's the only one of its kind in this region.
Yeah.
But it's spectacular. And yes, there was a major renovation done in 2006 and then finished up just a few years ago with the balcony piece. But it has 3 very specific spaces in it. You know, there's the terrace room downstairs. Mm-hmm. That was the market space and beautiful patio, the galleries, the gorgeous galleries that are an art gallery, but also a great place before the show and intermission, and as where the bar is, and then the beautiful opera house upstairs.
Right. So it was called the Opera House when it first started in 1909. Right. And it's been graced by local plays, high school graduations, famous speakers, credible theater productions, eager audiences.
Yeah.
And I do want to mention the acoustics. A lot of people that I've come across mention this place really has great acoustics.
Yes.
So they built it with that in mind.
Correct,
which is great.
Thinking of 1909, nothing plugged in back then.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
So yes, it really is an exquisite place to see a performance, but also the artists love it.
Yes.
When they walk out on that stage and they feel that warmth of the acoustics in the room, it really is a spectacular place. It's 330 seats, so you can't get much better than that to have that intimate setting with such, it's like a living room experience for both the artists and the audience.
Perfect size. Intimate and just ideal. And you, these capital improvements in 2006 have also enabled youth from all kinds of socioeconomic backgrounds to participate and grow their love of arts.
Yes.
So a lot of the programming you do does have family and youth in mind.
Correct. Correct.
Right.
Yes. Yes. We do, throughout the school year, we do present an in-theater school program where we put on shows, live performances, where we invite the schools to them. They are all curriculum-based, all live. So we're not just throwing a film up on the screen. Right. It really is a live performance for that younger audience to learn, not just learn in a different way, learning curriculum in a different way, hopefully opening up their eyes and opportunities to, you know, choices and experiences in their future, but also learning theater etiquette, learning how to behave in a theater and so on. So, yeah, we do that. But we also have partnered with on many projects with the Meaford Culture Foundation to advance the artistic offerings for young people.
Right.
And we're also making sure that we're providing programming that is for young families or families with tweens. So our summer theater season this year, we took that into consideration, some of the feedback that theater, you know, not everybody wants to come and see the traditional style of, you know, romantic comedies or thrillers. They want to see something that they can bring their tweenagers to or the grandkids to and so on. So we put some extra effort into that for our summer theater season this year. We opened with Confessions of a Redheaded Coffee Shop Girl, which is a really great, fun showsical, she likes to call it. She plays all of these characters. She has an anthropology degree working in a coffee shop, right? How real is that?
That's a little bit, a few highlights.
Yeah.
I know you have Star Wars coming up, a one-man show. That
yes,
should be a lot of fun. We have a lot of listeners who love Star Wars.
Yay.
So when does that start?
Tonight.
Oh, there we go.
Tonight is opening night.
Fantastic.
Yes.
We have a good time.
An opening night reception starting at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. This
Great.
Is Charlie Ross's one-man Star Wars trilogy. He plays all the characters in those first three produced Star Wars films.
Yep.
We've got some fun little things planned for our for opening reception.
Right.
And then there will be a meet and greet. We're encouraging costumes. If you happen to have a costume, there's no judging. We want to see you out. And we've also got some really cute novelty items. We have freezies that have a nice little hand-knit cozy that looks like a lightsaber that we're selling at our bar. So if you're looking for a little something to take home with you, that's we thought that was really cute to have.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Star Wars fans and beyond, check it out. July 25th to 29th. Tonight is the opening night, 7:30.
Yes.
And then you have some shows that run twice a day tomorrow, 2 o'clock, 7:30. Come out, check the beautiful Southern Georgian Bay and this historic downtown Meaford.
Yeah.
It's beautifully restored, renovated, century-old landmark. Great live theater, concerts, fresh local food, unique shopping.
Yes.
Recreational paradise. So
we say we've got it all at Meaford Hall.
We've got it all at Meaford Hall. Beautiful. And that website is meafordhall.ca. Check out the schedule for the year. Some jazz, classical, Night in Vegas, big band, tributes to Gordon Lightfoot, I saw, Queen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a power-packed, over 100 events you mentioned. So congratulations to you.
Yes.
I'm also going to mention the box office number, 877-538-0463. That's 877-538-0463. I've been speaking with Krista Story, Manager of Cultural Services for the Municipality of Meaford and Meaford Hall. Thank you, Krista, for joining us, and good luck with the, opening show tonight.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be lots of fun. Fun for the whole family.
Here's Ray's theme from Star Wars and John Williams.